bounty?
Yeah. $100 of my own money for the first of my men that really nails that creep. That's 8 o'clock at the War Memorial, the Syracuse, and the all-new Charleston Chiefs.
Thanks, Rich.
Not to worry, kid.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Drop Podcast Show, a podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. I hope everyone liked that initial clip there. That was Paul Newman from the Slapshot movie, which I believe was 1976 or 1977. Great, great clip. Going to probably keep that as my intro because I know a lot of people enjoy that old-time stuff. Let's get into the game. We're going to do an overview of the Blues versus Blackhawks in the Western Conference Round 1, Game 1, which was played in St. Louis at the Scott Trade Center. Game started at 8:30 p.m. This game, I hope you all got to watch it. It was a lot of back and forth. The Blues were really, really, really physical. And it's like I said in my playoff preview, if you'd like to go listen to that, that's also on iTunes. The Blues had to be physical, had to use their bigness as a strength against these fast, fast players such as Kane, Taves, and the other fast players from Chicago. They have to do that. They have to continue to do that. You know, the Blues came out and their defense played well. Chicago put a lot of pressure on them, and Chicago got a lot of two-on-threes, you know, two-on-ones, one-on-ones. Jonathan Toews had several great opportunities right in on Elliott, and just Elliott stonewalled him. Great game for Elliott. Crawford on the other end didn't face many shots. He had to make a few quality saves, but he did not have to play near as well as Elliott, and the Blues really didn't put near as much pressure on him. And when they did, a lot of the shots were getting blocked. So Crawford had not a quiet night, but he did not have as many shots. I think we'll go into the stats after I'm done doing the overview of the game. The comment that I noticed at first, the refereeing was just terrible in the first period. I mean, it was really, really bad. The Blues had one penalty, and they fought that one off. Then they got another penalty, and almost immediately got another penalty. So Chicago had a 5-on-3, and it looked like Chicago was going to start to take control of the game. They were putting the pressure on Elliott. Everybody just did not know what was going to happen with this game, including me. I was getting really scared and anxious because Chicago was really, really playing well. They played well during the whole game. Either team could have won this game. What set the game, the teams apart, was the Blues just basically taking it to Chicago and pounding them into submission on the boards. It looked like the Blues were a bigger team. You can tell the Blues are a bigger team. And by the end of the game, you could tell some of those players in Chicago were starting to feel the pain, and a couple of them had to go off the ice for a while and recover from some of the hits. Player for Chicago did a hit on Upshaw, which he got a penalty for, and it was definitely a penalty. Bad, bad hit, illegal hit. And then Upshaw came back and basically pounded him into the boards. Fabry had some great hits. Petrangelo, Steen got a few good hits in. Everybody was just banging the boards. Just great, great, great game. The Chicago, of course, was without Duncan Keith. He had that one game left on his suspension. He'll be back for game two Friday night. And you could tell the Blues wanted to take advantage of that. They really pushed the Chicago defense and really got physical with them. Richards and the rest of the crew really, really felt it. They just couldn't seem to match the physicality of the Blues. They were fast, trust me. Chicago was all over the ice with some great passes, some great breakaways. You know, like I said, two-on-threes, one-on-two, two-on-ones. They just looked awesome. And this game could have went either way. And I was thinking that by most part, it's going to take a funny play. Something's going to have to happen for this game to end. I was getting nervous towards the end of the game. And then when they went into overtime, I kind of wiped my forehead was from sweat because I was sweating to death and was looking forward to the OT. Left the house for a few frosty beverages. And on my way back in on the radio, Backus put that goal in off of the skate of the Hawks player and passed Crawford. Crawford thought he had saved it, but it did get just behind him and the Blues win on a goal. And you could say it's luck. And, you know, Chicago played better. Chicago did play better in a lot of aspects of the game, but the Blues kept physical with them and kept them from getting great shots on Elliott for the most part. Elliott did have to make some good saves, but the Blues were also blocking shots like Chicago. I am really, really looking forward to Friday's game. I think the forecast for the rest of this series is hard-hitting Blues and just fast-skating by Chicago. I don't think this is going to be a four-game series. I've got a pick for a six- or seven-game series. Chicago is too good of a team. Even though they lost 1-0, they could have very easily won that game. If it wasn't for Elliott, I think they could have probably been ahead 3-4-0 in the first period. My stars of the game are number one, Elliott, number two, Backus, and I'm going to give the third star of the game to the Blues' whole defensive crew, the hits. They were just awesome. Just kept hitting and pounding and pounding and making Chicago pay every time they came in the zone or when they were trying to leave the zone. That's the third star. The NHL gave it to Corey Crawford, which I do not understand. He only had to make a total of, excuse me, he only had to face 18 shots, made 17 saves, and about three of those were probably saves that were good to great saves. You know, that's just the NHL wanting to make sure they get a Blackhawk in as the star of the game. You Blackhawk fans may not like that, but that's just the way it is. I give Blackhawks props. They played a great game. They played the game they wanted to when they went into it, fast and furious, and just put all the pucks in the net at Elliott. The only problem was they weren't on counting on Elliott being a stalwart. They were probably counting on getting two goals and winning 2-1 or getting a goal and winning 1-0. But it didn't work out. The Blues get the win. They take a series lead of 1-0 over the Blackhawks. The next game will be Friday. I believe it's 7 p.m. I believe it's on NBC Sports and Fox Sports Midwest. Let's go over the box score of the game. Chicago had 35 shots on goal. The Blues had 18. Faceoffs were 46-54 in the Blues' favor. Blues won 54% of those, which, you know, there's not a huge difference there. Power play for the Blackhawks, 0-for-5, including not being able to score on a 5-on-3. The Blues were 0-for-4 on the power play. The Blues had 10 penalty minutes. Chicago had 8 penalty minutes. The Blues had 41 hits. And probably you could have said it was more like 50. Some of those hits weren't counted. Blackhawks did play somewhat physical. They had 24 hits, but nowhere near as physical as the Blues. The Blues and Blackhawks both were blocking shots so they wouldn't get through to their goalie. Chicago blocked 22 and the Blues blocked 4. And, you know, it was just a great, great, great game. Giveaways, there was 4 on each side. A lot of it was pretty even, you know, besides the shots on goal and the play of Elliott. And that was the difference of the game. And then an OT, you get the goal from Backus, his first in the playoffs, assist from Bouwmeester and Pietrangelo. That was at the 10:56 mark of the overtime. And you got to watch this series, guys. You have to. It's going to be a great series. I know the Hawk fans maybe thought they were cheated on a couple calls. You guys ought to just be proud that you stayed, that you were able to get the game to where it was. You know, everybody is going to have a game where they just put the hammer down and don't win. You know, and that was a game last night for Chicago. Chicago just got beat up by the Blues and slowed down by the Blues And it wasn't a beat up as if, you know, more penalties should have been called. It was just a physical game. I'm sure Joel Quenville's going to change some things on the Chicago end. I can guarantee you he's going to want them to play more physical. He's going to be able to do that a little bit more with Duncan Keith coming back. We all expect the second game to be more like the first game. I'll be shocked if it's a high-scoring game. I expect Allen to be back. Not Allen, sorry. I expect Elliott to be back in goal. I do not expect to see Allen in this series unless Elliott really starts to mess up. I wanted to make some quick notes, go over the scores of some of the rest of the games last night. In the Eastern Conference, there were two games. The Lightning are up 1-0 against the Red Wings. Ben Bishop got that win. The score was 3-2. The Red Wings, of course, just skated in by the skin of their pants to get into the playoffs because Boston did not get a point in their last two games, and the Lightnings take a 1-0 lead. Penguins played excellent. Penguins look really good. The Penguins have been looking really good since the end of the season, and they're a team to be reckoned with. They got a 5-2 win over the Rangers. Their defense looked good. Goaltending looked good. And, of course, offense with five goals looked just magical. The bad news for the Rangers, Lundqvist got hurt. His own player, I don't know, just by chance happening, his stick went into Lundqvist's goal mask and hit him in the eye. They're not saying if he's going to be back for the game on Friday. They're just not sure. So, you know, everybody hopes that he'll come back because we hate to see a good player miss the playoffs. Tonight's games, Thursday, April 14th, Flyers and Capitals. Right now, that is the end of the first, and that's a 0-0 game. Flyers got 11 shots on goal, and the Capitals only have 8. I figure the Flyers would be playing physical. Later on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Islanders will be at the Panthers at Florida. The Wild will be at Dallas at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And then the Sharks take on the Kings at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. I think that Stars and Wild series is going to go 6 games. I think it's going to be better than people think. And that Sharks and Kings series is just going to be, I think it's going to be a physical series. So that's it for the Blues game versus the Blackhawks that was played on April 13th. The Blues' next game will be April 15th at Scott Trade. And I'm looking forward to it. I hope the Blues fans are. And I'm hoping those Blackhawks fans are too, because this is going to be a great series. And let's hope that fans from both sides can enjoy it. Thank you for joining the Drop Podcast of the St. Louis Blues. Please follow us on Twitter at Official The Drop. Please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com, The Drop Hockey Show. You can also find our website on YouTube, or you can find our YouTube page. Go to youtube.com, look under The Drop Podcast. If it doesn't show up, by all means, go to the channel under filter, hit the channel, and we should show up on the first couple ones. We've got a great live episode for those who want to see a live video episode of the review of game one of round one, the Blues against Chicago. So please check that out. I do that show with Logan, and Logan's always fun to do the show with. Maybe sometime we can get him to join us right here on our show. Again, my name's Lance. This has been the St. Louis Blues Drop Podcast. Look for me on Saturday, the 16th, as I will review game two of round one, the Blues versus Blackhawks. Hope everybody enjoys the series. Have a great evening, and let's go Blues.